What's happening, my beautiful people? It's now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Special shout out to and happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
To my father, Ron Nesby, as well to
yes.
Big's grandfathers.
As I stand here and salute.
As well.
Yes, my grandfather's, my father's father, Roosevelt Rutley from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And my mother's father, Ahmed Shabazz, Pontiac, Michigan. They both served in the service. I don't know what branch necessarily, but they both served in the military. So
Wait. So a brother by the name of Ahmed Shabazz.
His real name is Henry Satterwhite.
Right,
his,
but when did he convert over to
because what you about to say, what?
What did you say? Akbar Shabazz.
Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Yeah,
when did he convert over? Because again,
he converted
bro,
over to Muslim.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, you ain't seeing no. So when, he must have converted.
It was later.
Over
it was way later.
Because no,
you know
no
what?
Way.
It was after he got out of prison. Yeah, he served time in prison.
Okay.
There
you have it.
Yeah, he was a big time drug lord in Pontiac.
Right.
Back in the day.
So what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Great family history, great family lineage. Baby.
No, that's just part of the journey, baby. That's
but,
all.
You know, because you don't hear brothers
prison.
Going into the military with that type of name.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't
nah.
happening.
Nah. That nah, his name happening. Was Henry. William Henry Satterwhite was his name. He went to prison.
Satterwhite?
Satterwhite.
Satterwhite.
Sorry about okay. that. Yeah, they kind of messed that up. He went to prison after he made some bad decisions, but he turned his life around. He got become a Muslim, and he had a great job in the community working with people, and he had a great life after that. Got remarried, the whole nine.
I'm pretty sure he had a great, great life working with the people in the community in general. I'm sure he was serving the people of the community.
No, it wasn't like
years.
That. No, it wasn't like that. He got one of those jobs because I never forget it when I was a kid because my grandfather lived in Grand Rapids. And I never forget it. Me and my four brothers. It was five of us.
My four brothers. Four brothers.
And we went to visit him for a week, and we actually went
while
to
he
his
was
job.
Up, while he? Oh,
no.
Okay.
This is
while
after
he
after
got released. Okay.
So you trying to be funny?
No, I'm saying like you went and visit him. I mean, when you talk about visitations, we like oh, okay, Jackson, Marquette.
Actually,
Ionia?
He was in Jackson. Yeah, when he went to prison, he was in Jackson.
Oh, so he was in the big house.
He was in the big house. Yeah, but he lived in Grand Rapids after he. Had got rehabilitated and everything, and we went to his job. It was one of them places where, like, I don't even know what his job was, but it was, like, dope, and, like, everybody walked around and shook our hands.
It was
nice.
Dope. You didn't know what his job was, but it was dope? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I guess I'm just digging myself deeper and deeper.
Jesus
huh?
Christ, man.
And it had nothing to do with dope. I'm talking about it was a good place. It was a nice place.
I didn't know what his job was, but it was dope. Well, of course, that's what got him how many years in prison?
Can we start this over?
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just playing. No, it's all good, man. But, no, man, salute to him, man. Granddad.
Yeah, salute.
We called him Baba. That was the name that we called him, man.
Baba.
We was really close with him, man. And we used to do this thing, bro. It was like a dap thing. Like, we dap top, bottom, and then we bring our fists together and then do like this and say respect. So every time we seen our granddad, it was like dap, 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 respect. Every time. All That's five of us. You know what I'm saying? One thing I can remember about my granddad, he loved chicken gizzards. Isn't that? But is that pork? No, I'm sorry. He loved pork.
Did
he
you
loved
just,
pork gizzards.
Wait. Did you just say, is that pork?
No.
He loved chicken gizzards. Is that pork?
I think he loved chicken and pork gizzards.
Wow.
But he used to come home because when he first got out of prison, he stayed with my family for a while. In Grand Rapids, when we were Grand Rapids before we moved to Pontiac. And he used to come home and late night, like 10 o'clock at night.
Frying some gizzards.
And we used to smell it all the way downstairs. We used to, you know, a couple of us used to sneak downstairs. Granddad, can we have some gizzards? You know what I'm saying? But
that's how he got big, folks.
You stupid, man. Why had to be me? It could have been my other two brothers.
No, you said we. So,
well, I did say we didn't.
Yeah, we know you were sneaking down there getting some of that good hey, deep fried gizzard.
Them gizzards used to be good, man.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah. So shout out to both my grandfathers, man. They both served in the service. And
shout out to everybody out there who served in the military.
Definitely. And thank you for
Veterans
your service
Day
to America.
Is your day, and no doubt, you know, you definitely get my utmost respect because y'all doing something I would not do, flat out.
I hear you.
So, you know, and
that's
just my personal beliefs.
Oh, also, I'm sorry. Also, my father-in-law, my wife's father, he served in the Navy.
Okay.
And actually, my wife's family, almost all her family on that side served. Like, she got like two or three brothers that served in the mm-hmm. military. My brother Gerard, shout out to him. He used to build bombs. He actually used to make bombs in the I can't remember if it was the Marines. I never can remember those exact.
It's kind of seemed like your family was like the cast of Dead Presidents, man. You had somebody to make a bomb. Bro, you got the dope dealer. The
dope dealer. But
you
that's got, all,
like, Jesus Christ.
That's different, man. Sides, though.
Right, but I'm just saying, you had the whole damn Dead
the whole mafia, right.
The whole damn Dead Presidents gang in your family, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, people make their decisions.
Where was Cuddy? Who played Cuddy?
Cuddy. Oh, my man, the pimp.
Hey, Santa Claus.
The pimp. Yeah. Hey, I ain't the enemy, young blood. Hey, he said I used to love bringing home the groceries.
Man, don't relay them parts, bro, because, my blood gets to boiling.
Dog.
You know that part where he was coming in with the meat, right? We promise you.
Oh, Cuddy was Terrence Howard or was that?
No, Cuddy was
Clifton Powell. Okay, I was right then, okay.
But, folks, we going to get to the sports in a second. But
right.
That part where he came in, you know what I'm saying? He had that bag of meat, right?
He had the groceries. Yeah, but there was some canned goods in there, too. Because when he fell down the steps, you could hear them cans knocking against the wall.
Bruh. No, that was his head knocked against the wall. That's why he couldn't get up. But come on, man. Be a professional. Put your phone on silent, bro.
That was your phone.
No, that's your phone.
I just heard your phone before the show started. Nah. But I will, though. I'll double check.
But, you know, as he's walking up and when he got these groceries, you know what I'm saying? And Cuddy's coming out, you know what I'm saying? And he telling him, like, you heard what I said. Stay away from my family, goddammit. You know, this, that, and the third.
And I ain't the enemy, young blood. I don't want no trouble.
He's like, I'm gone. Right. I'm gone.
You back? Nah, I'm gone.
He should have never turned his back on him. But anyway, that part where he snuck him.
He hit him with the butt of the gun.
He gun butted him. You know what I'm saying? And he went sliding down them stairs. Oh, boy.
My man, Anthony.
And then he cracked that head up against that hot radiator down there, heater.
Yeah, bro. He was taking L's that whole movie.
Bruh. That's why he choked Juanita the way he did.
Duh.
Her little throat was shaking. But, bro, my God. When he pulled that pistol out and he just looked at him, he, you know, Anthony had tears in his eyes. And he was just like, kill me. Yeah. And it shocked him for a minute. He like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, kill me.
Yeah, because we were really sad to him. Uh-huh. But we ain't going to get off into all that. Matter of fact, Dead Presidents just got on Hulu, bro. Man, I might watch it tonight.
He said, you lucky this personal. He's like, you lucky this ain't personal. I ain't going to kill you over no girl. Mm, but don't you never bite the hand that feeds you. Like,
he said.
Ooh, Lord.
Nice Santa Claus.
He's like. Hey, I need to have.
Hey, shout out to Unc, man. Hey, Clifton Powell, that's your cousin's mentor, man.
Yeah, that's my cousin D Rob's mentor.
Bro, we'd love to get him on the show,
man. Shout out to D Rob. D Rob, I love you, boy. We got to get you and Cliff on the show, man.
Definitely, that'd be dope.
We're going to try to make that happen down there, man. And get, you know, just talk to Cliff, talk to D Rob, you know what I'm saying, about the event, you know, about their ventures, everything else they got going on. So y'all be on the lookout for that on the Big and Bright Show.
Clifton Powell he's a living legend, bro.
Man,
he literally is a legend. Like,
Pinky.
I mean, Chauncey. Think about it. He was exactly
Chauncey.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Man. He was Chauncey. He played in a lot of movies with a lot of great cast, man.
Yeah, man.
Over the years, man. So shout out to him, man.
No doubt.
But yeah, all the veterans, man. Sean Gerard.
Did you ever watch that movie Cutthroat City? Like I told you to watch.
I didn't, bro.
Oh man, you slipping.
What is it on?
It's on everything.
Okay. I'm going to put that on my phone right now.
Cutthroat City. That's something you can like, you know, T.I. You know what? We do talk about hip-hop and rap and everything.
I just started listening to T.I.'s podcast expeditiously, speaking of T.I.
But speaking of T.I., I ain't rock with T.I. for quite some time. But anyhow, T.I. Tried to weigh in on the recent issues that happened down in Atlanta over this past weekend with King Von being murdered down there, a little homie from Chi-Raq. You know, he and you know, with Lil Durk and all them.
Okay.
And you know, T.I. tried to weigh in on that and backtracked his statements with the quickness.
What did he say?
He told them, you know, Atlanta's a nice place. Y'all keep that. Y'all keep all that violence and senselessness up there in Chicago and all this and all that.
Ooh.
And people got on TIS about it. And, like, for real, you know, Black Gangsta Disciples, you know, they got on TIS about it. And T.I. backtracked them statements with the quickness. Yeah. Some things, you know, and 50 Cent told him, he was like, man, they just lost one of their people. You know, 50 had told him, was like, man, they just lost one of their people, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the time to talk. He's like, this silent time right now. You know, you better chill for them boys get on your ass.
Wow.
You know, and T.I. realized, you know, and apologized and everything else. But
I can understand where T.I. was coming from, but at the same time, it was just bad timing.
No, with them little.
Well, I didn't hear what he said either, though. Well, but Chiraki is another.
Bruh.
That's another thing.
Well,
right there.
The alleged rapper that was. Speaking of, my cousin Dion just called. That's funny. But speaking of the recent. The recent murder of King Von down there in Atlanta. You know, and
I never heard of him.
Black Disciples. Well, of course, Von was into it with you know, some people and whatnot that was, you know, down there in Chicago or whatnot. Or actually, he was into it with another. Rapper down from Savannah. And the rapper's name that you know, he was tied to or whatnot, was the young individual with the who was charged in the killing of Vaughn. I think it's Rondo or whatever. He's from Savannah. Anyhow, the Black Disciples put $1 million on the young boy head, and he had a concert the other night. Which had, you know, something to do with the murder of King Von. Anyhow, long story short, Rondo or whatever the hell
whatever
that boy's name is, he had a show last night, right?
Okay.
And, of course, this is right after, you know, Von's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And his people, you know, his entourage or the people he had in his crew has something to do with Von's murder. And, you know, Von is tied to Lil Durk.
Okay.
So, anyhow, the boy Rondo
Lil
had
Durk
a show.
Lil Durk from Atlanta?
No, Lil Durk from Chicago, Chiraq.
Oh, he is too. Okay.
They all Black Disciples.
Oh, okay.
So, when I tell you that banging is real, it's real.
Okay.
Long story short.
So, this King Von, he part of the Disciples too?
Yeah.
Okay,
he was one of the higher ups.
I heard about the Disciples, man. You know, our boy, we got a mutual friend whose father used to be in that.
My father was one too. My father from Chicago.
Okay,
so long story short, just keep it, you know, 100. My man, Quando Rondo or Rondo Mondo, whatever this clown name is.
You keep making up these different names.
I don't know what this.
You called him Wando Rondo. Now you calling him Quando.
Bruh, whatever this little dude name is.
Yeah.
Long story short.
Mm-hmm. He had something to do with it?
Yeah, because it was a shootout between him and King Von and them, right?
Okay. And see, that's the thing about it, though, man. And I don't mean to cut you off, but if it was a shootout, bro, guess what? King Von got popped.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, let's not act like he got robbed. Or
Quando Rondo, that's his name. Quando Rondo. Anyhow, long story short.
Man, I feel like, man, if you glorify that life, bro.
Hey.
All them rappers talking about, I'm gonna run up on you and do all this and that.
Let me finish.
All right.
So, long story short, dude had a show, right?
Quando Rondo.
Yeah.
As I sip my
Lil Durk bought all the tickets. Bought all the tickets to the show.
Okay.
So Quando Rondo canceled the show.
Hmm.
Lil Durk bought all the tickets and told him, you ain't gonna get no more money. That's it. He said, every show you have, I'm gonna buy all the tickets. He's a dead man walking. It's a done deal.
Okay.
So we'll hear about Quando Rondo probably in the next couple weeks turning up dead.
Wow.
For sure.
That's sad, man. I'm
tired. That's unfortunate, but
man, I'm tired of these young. It is what bro. It is. These dudes is too young to be going out like just like this Pop Smoke Cat. Pop Smoke Cat gets online, you know, on Instagram or whatever, IG Live, at his Airbnb. Yo, I'm out here. You know, we flexing, we flossing, we doing this, we doing that. And his address ended up showing up on the video. And that's when them boys came up there and robbed him and killed him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Juice World. Mm-hmm. You know, only you know these boys on these pills, these boys living this fast life. It's like, y'all need to slow down, man. Rappers wasn't getting killed like that back in our day, bro.
Yeah, they was.
Not like, no, I'm just talking about like it wasn't like a, like.
Pac, Big.
Now, mind you, right? But Pac and Big, Pac was 24, Big, or Pac was 25, Big was 24, right? But they both had at least two albums out, right? These dudes just dying before their first album dropped.
Before they first made.
That's what I'm talking about. Juice WRLD, when Juice WRLD album came out, he was already dead. And then he shot up to the top. Pop Smoke album came out, shot to the top.
It's unfortunate, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Nipsey Hussle was the first one of some age and that had dropped, that actually had some substance, that had something going on. He died at age 33. Yeah, he was the first one since Big and Pac and them.
Yeah. But he had
magnitude.
He had died after he dropped his first major label album.
First album
on a major label.
The Marathon,
That wasn't an independent, yeah.
Okay, yep.
So.
But I'm just saying, these cats is like 21 years old. Like, yeah. Pop Smoke was 19, 20. It's like, come on, man. Juice WRLD. Man. These boys young. These boys was born in the 90s.
But, see, Juice WRLD and them cats, man, they didn't kill theyself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the drugs. But, you know, we talking about gun violence and whatnot.
Right.
You know, it's just unfortunate.
It's just sad to hear it, man. You know.
Young brothers.
Like even this cat you telling me, this King Von cat, I never heard of this dude. I never heard of Pop Smoke till he died.
Mm. I was on Von way back.
Is he dope?
Yeah, he nice. But he was a real life boogeyman too.
If he nice, then he got to be nice, because you picky about a lot of stuff, including your rap.
Yeah.
Like, you a real rap connoisseur.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm more of an R&B gospel guy myself.
Yeah. Dude,
you
dude
love
nice.
Your rap.
Dude,
so if nice. You say he nice, then I believe you.
I Chicago drill scene, you know, him, Dirt, you know.
Are they cool with the boy Chance the Rapper? Because, you know, he out of Chicago too. So.
Yeah, they all show love. It's just, you know, Chance the Rapper is more for, you know, the other kind of of rap fan.
I got you.
So
he more of a commercial kind of guy.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
And these guys are gutter.
Yeah.
All right.
These cats really got real bodies on them.
All right. Speaking of, well, we did start off with the Veterans Day, then we got off into some gangster stuff.
Yeah, but back to Veterans Day.
No, let's get to the president, man.
What about it?
Congratulations to Joseph R. Biden.
Our 46th.
Yes.
President.
Number 46. Congratulations to Kamala Harris, man. That's a big thing. Your whole face just changed. Okay.
Let's give them their moment, man.
And, yeah. You know. I just want to congratulate them on, you know, I've been seeing a lot of memes and GIFs about Donald Trump getting put out the White. I just seen one where they was dragging him. He was sitting at his chair at his desk. He had the red tie on that he always has on. And then it was four guys that was security guys. I was dragging the whole desk out, bro. And he was just screaming like, you know, what about me? What about me?
I think they're going to get on his ass as soon as he leave that White House. And
man,
I'm serious.
It's going to be a lot of indictments against him as soon as he get out.
Yeah. Tax evasion and everything else.
Everything.
When he was laying low.
Everything.
Whatnot, but,
every dang thing.
I mean, he got money, so he can. Well, I don't know, man. Bernie Madoff can go. I don't think they'll lock up the, you know, former American president. I don't think he get locked up, but he's going to get drugged through the mud.
What about John James? Speaking of locally.
Oh, man.
Somebody said they hope CarMax reached out to him.
Captain Coon, John James. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But did you see? Bro, my brother sent me a thing today, and Uncle Shay Sharp talked about it too. It was a guy from Pennsylvania who forgot to log into his burner account, and he typed in, this is a white old man. He said, I'm a gay black dude. And he was just talking about how Obama didn't do nothing for him, and Trump did this and that, and I feel more comfortable with Trump being in office. This dude said, I'm a gay black dude, but it's clearly a white man, and he had a verified page and everything, bro. It's hilarious. They said he lost a vote by 2,500 votes.
That's what his ass gets. Idiot. That's exactly what
I'm about
he
to pull up his name, because my brother, he texted to the family chat this afternoon, bro.
Shout out to Unc for that, Shay Sharp.
Man, it's
Shay Sharp, Club Shay Shay.
It's hilarious. Here the guy name is Dean Browning. Check that tweet out. Matter of fact, I'm gonna just read it. He said I'm a black gay guy, and I can personally say that Obama did nothing for me. My life only changed a little bit, and it was for the worse. Everything is so much better under Trump, though. I feel respected, which I never do when the Democrats are involved.
That don't even sound right. Do it.
And then this guy.
That's like a kid writing an excused absence off and then signs his own name instead of his parents' name.
Signed Epstein's mother.
Right. Exactly.
And Shay Sharp said, so he's a gay black guy, and he got a bunch of laughing, crying and laugh emojis on there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he identifies.
Yeah,
somebody commented that on the tweet. They were like, he can identify with whatever he... I'm like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. If he's a gay black dude, I'm a fat little white woman. Or I'm a skinny little white woman. Okay? And I'm I'm a big black dude.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So that's the furthest thing from the truth.
That is hilarious.
But that's just funny. I just thought that was hilarious. But, yeah, shout out to our new president and
Joseph Biden.
Joseph Biden and his
his flunky.
I'm about to say his running mate.
His flunky.
His vice president. He's the first woman. Not only the first.
I don't, you know, look. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me, man. You like you in deep thought over there. Break it down.
You know. Again, man.
I know a lot of black people don't really rock with Kamala Harris.
They don't. Because, you know, she locked up a lot of black men.
I heard about that.
A lot.
I heard about that.
And, you know, again, it's the lesser of the two evils. So, you know, it's the lesser of the two evils. And like I told you before, we're picking the lesser
it's like
of the
that
two evils.
A lot.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But my
just like thing, Hillary.
My thing with Kamala, right,
mm-hmm.
is that.
Kamala.
I don't know how the hell they pronounce
Kamala.
Her damn name.
It's Kamala. I was just being silly.
You know, but
Kamala Harris.
She played the black card. That's what got it done.
But you know what, though? That black card might help.
She played the black card and got it done.
It might help. It might help us.
She played the black card and got it done. And nothing's going to help us. I'm going to tell you.
Biden played the black card, too.
He's okay.
They brought the black vote out.
Absolutely, because I think it wasn't them, though, that brought it out. I think it was more so that people did not want to deal with the orange one for another 4 years.
Yeah.
You know how he's.
But part of that plot or part of that ploy was to.
Right. But he put so much of a racial divide into the country where, you know, it was damn near on the verge of going back to 1956 Selma, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Damn near.
Right.
So did nobody want to be bothered with that again.
And I mean, look at now, it's not like people, it's not like black people and people of color didn't get killed by police before. But under his watch in these last 4 years,
it just was more prevalent. It's more, just,
yeah, it's
what
been
the
crazy
hell has been going on. But long story short, you know, I'll get into my whole plight of, you know, Kamala Harris and whatnot. We getting into sports, y'all, and I promise you, we gonna get into sports.
Sorry, guys.
We're just
catching up with a couple of things. That
I'm gonna get into my plot of just this whole fake ass vibe she gives me for some reason. There's nothing legit and Obama was real.
I haven't seen her enough to
Obama
to
was
get
real.
That vibe,
yeah. It was him. That was him. You know what I'm saying? You got her getting up here, getting all in front of the camera, and it's kind of damn near like she's shucking and jiving and cooning. You know what I'm saying? Because beforehand, we didn't see this out of her when she was a senator. She was a proper and
well, maybe she could let her hair down.
No. It was the fact of the matter. She played the black card, you know, eye rolling, neck spinning, and it was disgusting.
I haven't seen it.
Again, like I said, I'll get into that at a letter note. let's get into these sports, man.
Yeah.
One of the games that surprised me over the weekend.
NFL games, I'm assuming.
NFL. What else was going on?
College.
Well, outside of Notre Dame upsetting Clemson, and it really wasn't an upset because Notre Dame was ranked number 4, and Clemson didn't have Trevor Lawrence, but they did have Ugalele or Uagalele or however the hell is ukulele, in my opinion. But however the hell you pronounce his
instrument,
name.
That's an instrument, ukulele.
I mean, if you look at how his last name is spelled, it's spelled just like how it sounds.
Yeah, but it was a few games. It was a few baptisms as well.
Yeah, but
Michigan and Michigan State were both cremated.
Yeah, but I mean, again, Michigan is missing how many people off of their roster due to COVID.
Shout out to Indiana.
So, shout out to Indiana. You're doing whatever, but we know when you play Ohio State, you're going to get your ass smacked. We know that. So, okay, enjoy it right now, but you ain't real, Jay Reid. You ain't real.
You ain't real, Jay Reid.
You ain't real, Jay Reid.
Hey, man, the Lions signed Mohamed Sanu.
That makes you feel good inside, doesn't it?
No, I just wanted to laugh with you real quick.
I didn't laugh.
You didn't laugh one bit.
No.
Okay, on to the next one. Wow. Look at the words of ladies, man. On to the next one.
Like I was saying, with the Miami and Arizona game, both those boys balled out. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, and Kyler.
And Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray looks like Kyler Murray reminds me of like a little teddy bear. He looks like a teddy bear, literally. Like a teddy ruckspin.
I do not like Kyler Murray.
He looks like a little teddy ruckspin, but them little legs, man,
He got them little chucky legs,
man,
bro.
Man, them little baby legs be moving out there on that field, man. Them little chops and steps.
Yeah,
dude,
I don't like
be
him.
Balling.
I don't like Kyler Murray.
I was shocked to see, you know, most times they say rookie quarterbacks, when they go on the road, they tend to struggle. I didn't see struggle at all from Tua. Tua balled out.
Yeah, and see, this is what's upsetting to me. Just a week ago, everybody was talking about, the Dolphins need to do this, the Dolphins need to do that. Bro, the Dolphins is 6-3 right now, bro. Second place in the AFC East, like I predicted. And
yeah, shout out to you. Called that out.
Thank you. That defense is looking good, and I really like Brian Flores
the infusion of Tua gave them big time life.
I think it was a breath of fresh air because I think Fitzmagic ended the year last year with the Dolphins, and they ended up pretty good. Like they ended the season on a high note, but like you said, the infusion of Tua at that time, and I didn't agree with it. I didn't agree with the timing of it. I agree with the fact that Tua was going to be the starter before the year was over.
Mm-hmm.
Did not agree with the timing of it because Fitz did everything that any quarterback should do.
It looks like they're doing what they need to do right now. You know, and they made the change at the right time and got it done.
Yeah.
Another game that I was shocked at the outcome.
I think you're about to say what I'm
about. Las Vegas Raiders Los Angeles Chargers game.
Okay.
Back-to-back plays, right? They threw the fade. This was going when they had, I think it was 5 seconds left. You know, Justin Herbert, the pervert.
Yeah.
Herbert the pervert.
Just because it rhymed, you gonna call him the pervert.
He threw a fade there, and Mike Williams seemed to have it in his grasp, came down awkwardly, and then let it go at the end. It was an incomplete pass, right?
Mm.
So they ruled it incomplete. 1 second left on the clock. Mm-hmm. Throws another fade. It appears to be a touchdown. They rule it touchdown. Chargers rush the field. Everybody goes crazy. Las Vegas lost. Game goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you are a betting man like me who bets with FanDuel Sportsbook, you think that you just won your parlay of $975 off a $50 bet.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that you won and you're going to go cash in your winnings, right?
Right.
I get down there to Motor City Casino here in Detroit and get to the FanDuel Sportsbook room, right?
Mm-hmm.
I give them my ticket and they say, oh, your ticket's no good. I said, excuse me? I said, I just won. What do you mean? They said, no, you didn't. I said, every team on that ticket won. They said, no, they didn't. I said, I just watched this with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Chargers just won. They said, no, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, they did. So I'm going back and forth with the agent here, right, at the window.
Yeah.
And then I look to my left. Now, may I remind you, in regular time, this game has went off.
Yeah.
As I look to my left, they show the replay. I'm like, you see, they won. They showed them running off the field and
you
everything else.
You must have turned the TV off before they finished.
No, it actually went off the channel.
Okay,
the channel went off. You know, as the Chargers won, but lo and behold, later, right when they cut the TV off and cut the cameras, you know, cut it whatever, and went to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
The refs came back on the field. It's under further review.
That's crazy.
No touchdown game, Raiders.
Dang.
How effed up was that?
So you was about to lose. You was about to win nine something.
Yeah, I was about to win $50 off a $50 parlay. Yep.
Wow, dude. So, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, man, it sucks. Sucks ass.
Yeah. So
what about them fans jumping to college though?
No. Just before you jump to college,
real quick.
Okay.
Real quick, just jumping to college. What about them damn fans at Notre Dame? It's supposed to be during COVID, and you rush the field. You storm the field because you beat Clemson. Now all those stupid ass kids at Notre Dame that rushed the field. Now the president of Notre Dame came out and said, before you go home, you need to take a COVID test. And when you come back, you need to take a COVID test. And if you don't take a COVID test, you won't get your transcripts.
Dang.
Your transcripts will be held.
Yikes.
And grades. Transcripts, grades, and you will not be allowed to register.
You were serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what did you have?
Yeah, so I got a couple of games that were a shock to me. The game that really stood out to me was the Bills and Seahawks game.
Why is that a shock? Wait. Why is that a shock when the Seahawks have probably one of the worst defenses in the NFL and one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL? But why is that a shock to you? Going all the way from Seattle on the West Coast, all the way out to Buffalo, New York on the East Coast. Why is that a shock to you?
Well, first of all, shout out to Josh Allen, who is probably
number two.
He's number two of my MVP behind what? Russell Wilson.
Are you smoking crack? Do you know who the MVP is right now?
I say Russell Wilson.
What? Have you looked at Patrick Mahomes' numbers?
No.
You couldn't have.
No, I haven't.
Russell Wilson hasn't been in the MVP race in the last 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, Josh Allen was 31 for 38. 415 yards, 3 touchdowns. Flawless game.
Look, ain't nobody hyping up no sorry ass Josh Wilson. We seen Josh Wilson when he tried to play.
Josh Allen, man.
Well, whatever.
You didn't mix the two names up.
Russell Wilson and Josh Allen. And Josh Allen. We seen Josh Allen piss the bed against the damn Tennessee Titans.
That was last year.
No, that was this year. What crack you on? We seen him piss the bed.
Well, I gotta be on crack. Well, I can't be on heroin.
Well, you can be on whatever hard drug you choose. But what I'm saying is,
I was just playing.
We watched him shat the bed against the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
We watched him shat the bed against the Kansas City Chiefs. Why are we so
Buffalo
high
7
up?
And Buffalo 7-2 right now.
Right, and their two losses were to the Titans and Chiefs.
But those are two. Okay, you just literally made my point for me. The games that they lost were against the teams that went to the AFC Championship game last year.
Are you pulling up are you pulling up Patrick Mahomes' numbers?
I will. I wasn't done with the Bills, but since you just
– You know he's thrown for over 1,000 –
Since you just pissed all over my Cheerios.
You know he's thrown for over 1,000 yards in the last 2 weeks. Are you aware of that? Are you aware that he has like 28 touchdowns to one interception on the year?
Let me pull up Patrick
Are you aware of that?
Let me pull up Patrick Mahomes'
numbers. He's going to be the MVP this year.
Patrick Mahomes, and you know what? That would be good for him because after that 50 touchdown season, he got injured too last year.
That 50 touchdown season, he's gonna probably win his second MVP trophy in 3 years, and the year he didn't win the MVP, he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, very very impressive.
It's crazy.
Very very impressive. This season, Patrick Mahomes' numbers are as follows. Give me one.
Come on, man. It don't take you 25 damn years to pull them damn numbers up.
Dang, he got 25 touchdowns and one interception?
Didn't I just tell you that?
Oh, my God.
Didn't I just tell you that? Look at the yards.
Bro, for his career,
the career. Look at the yards for this season.
The yards aren't that Oh, wow. Yeah, 20. He got about 2,500.
Exactly. And we only play 8 games.
He's 13 yards from 2,700.
We only play 8 games. Are you aware of that? 8 games.
Impressive.
going on nine games going into week 10.
Yeah, so he's on pace.
He's on pace for 5,000 yards passing.
Yeah, he threw 5,000 yards the 50, year he threw 50 touchdowns.
He's on pace for 5,000 yards passing, 50-plus touchdowns, two interceptions. 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. That ain't been done before, I don't think.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's nuts. For his career, he got 101 touchdowns and only 19 picks.
Yeah, should have been a Chicago Bear.
12,000. He got 12,100 yards as a passer in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's impressive, man.
So the pace he's on is very, very rapid. Very rapid.
Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
But, yeah, man, the Bills are looking good. I need you to give props for that first. And then we'll move on to
the playoff team last year. So what are you going with this?
Rolling my eyes. All right, man. The Steelers are 8-0. They went to Dallas and took care of business.
As I told you.
Yeah, as I picked them to win the division. Shout out to Ebron, man. Ebron balling out.
Well, Big Ben is in COVID protocol right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's been away from the facility.
Yeah.
And he needs like 4 or 5.
Negatives
to come up in order for him to rejoin the team and start
Saturday.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Stafford did the same thing last week. He sat out, and then he didn't practice all week. Chase Daniel practiced.
Didn't you say he hurt his brain? He had some type of brain injury?
Yeah, but they thought possibly that he might have had a brain injury, but he came back with a negative concussion test. So he's okay. And then lastly, I want to get to the Saints-Buccaneers game.
Oh, my Lord. That
that was a debacle.
That was an ass whipping. Golly.
For the Saints to go to Tampa Bay and beat their brakes off of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers like that, that's...
Perfect example, folks, of what it looks like when your offensive line doesn't show up. Now, what I mean by this is when your offensive line doesn't show up, I don't give a damn who you got back there. You can have Tom Brady. You can have Roger Staubach. You can have
Joe Montana.
You can have Dan Marino. I don't give a damn who you got back there. If that offensive line, the game is won and lost in the trenches, folks.
Yep.
You do not have that offensive line there to block the incoming defenders that's rushing to your quarterback won't be able to do a damn thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Period. Point blank. All that said, the Chicago Bears are on a 3-game losing streak because the game is lost at the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time Nick Foles gets this ball, they're taking his damn head off. So he has to hurry up and get rid of it.
And
same
I told
thing,
you Nick Foles
same
was
thing,
a career journeyman. But that has you
nothing
don't
to hear that. That has nothing to do with it. When you keep saying a career journeyman, all this other crazy shit. It
that
has
ain't
no,
crazy.
It
it's
has
truth.
Nothing to do with it because his offensive line is shit.
Okay. Well, okay, we understand that. But
that's
he's still
you just can't get it together today, can you? You just cannot get
I love
it together
you, man.
Today, can you?
I love you. You freaking hilarious to
man.
Me, bro.
So that was the whole issue that Tom Brady was facing this past Sunday night.
Oh, check this out.
With that ass beating.
Yeah, they got blasted 38-3. Check this out, man. We live in a world where you can be 8-0, right? Steelers, and be a division leader. We live in a world where you can be 8-1 like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, if you bring up these sorry ass Eagles, come on,
we live in a world where the Buffalo Bills are 7-2, and then we live in a world where the Eagles are 3-4-1, and are the division. Bro, these guys are going to get into the playoffs at 6-9-1.
No, they're not.
Well, any division winner.
I look for the Washington football team to take over that division.
Okay. Now, they're 2-6.
Because we know the Cowgirls ain't.
They're 2-6, right? The Lions are 3-6. So, somebody got to win Sunday.
Well, I think Alex Smith is starting, right?
Yeah.
Y'all going to lose.
You're a little bit confident there, right?
Yeah, y'all going to lose.
You know where the game at?
It's probably at the damn Ford Field. I was about to say at the Silver Dome. It's probably at Ford Field.
Wow. Yeah, it's at Ford Field. And there's going to be some limited fans there.
Yeah, family members.
So you think, so that's already, you're already making your pick for that game.
Yeah.
You think Washington going to go ahead and take care of business?
They should. If they have any stones about them, they'll go ahead and put Detroit out of their misery. And I think Washington, with that new stud receiver that they got, they should be all right.
Let's talk about how the Patriots struggled against the 0-8 Jets.
Well, you know what? I don't think that was really a struggle, man. I mean, they're all
it was just a trap game
NFL
a little bit.
Teams. They're all NFL teams. And what people don't understand
Flacco
is that
Flacco looked pretty good.
But, you know, people need to understand that all NFL teams start out the year 8-8. And it's just a matter of moves and what you do determines whether you lose games or whether you win games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're going to go up in that win column or if you're going to go down in that loss, you know, if you're going to go down, you know what the hell I'm saying. But anyway, that's the point that I'm making here, folks. You're either going to go up in the win column or you're going to go up in the loss column. So it is what it is.
Yeah, so
it's a week-to-week lead.
I really want to see Lamar Jackson get his pass in the order, bro.
The only way
he can't even barely throw for 200 yards.
I told you.
And he only be having like 3 or 4 incompletions the whole game.
Let me tell you something,
he
right?
throwing these little dink and dunk passes.
I'm going to tell you what Coach Ed used to always tell us, right?
Mm-hmm. For the Saints?
You will never out-nigger the game. And I'm serious. You can't out-nigger the game, flat out. What I mean by that is, at some point in time, you're going to have to sit back there and throw that damn ball. You cannot sit back there and rush and think you an extra damn running back. One or two things are going to happen. And Michael Vick learned this the hard way, too.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it a buck. But, you know, like he used to tell Red, Jermaine Gonzalez, this all the time. You can't out-nigger the game. Plain and simple. You cannot do it. You're at some point in time, you got to sit back there. You got to stand in that pocket. You got to read the defense. You have to deliver a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that advice Red took well as he went on to become Gatorade Player of the Year at Orchard Lake St. Mary's and then went on to University of Michigan and was a starting black quarterback for the mighty Go Blue Wolverine.
So Red actually started for Michigan?
Yeah, he started for Michigan against Ohio State.
Wow.
Jermaine Gonzalez. You don't remember that? Where the hell were you?
So this was my understanding of Red. First of all,
we don't care about your understanding.
No. I was around, but I was never. I'm not a Michigan fan. I'm a State fan. So I didn't even know that he.
You didn't follow Pontiac Talon either, huh?
Yeah, but I was told he was a receiver.
They converted him to receiver after his sophomore year.
That was
but,
my point.
When I was at Michigan and at the camp, actually, and this was such a great moment. This was such a great moment. I wish Ed Jones was there to see this. Two of his
is he still alive?
Pupils. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you said it like he was gone.
I know. I'm saying I wish he was there on campus to see this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come back and, you know what I'm saying, I come back from running my route or whatever. You know what I'm saying, I come in and I toss the ball to the quarterback. And then, lo and behold, who's standing over there is Lloyd Carr and Red. Well, mm-hmm. Jermaine Gonzalez. And they're standing over there or whatever. And Lloyd Carr is, Lloyd Carr is talking to Red or whatever. Red looked over and he was like, "Oh, I see you still got it, Nesby." And I looked up at him and I was, you know what I'm saying? I gave him a little wink or whatever. And Lloyd was like, "Wait a minute." He was like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Lloyd, like, "You know him?" He's like, "Yeah." You know what I'm saying? Real like, "Yeah, man, we played, you know, Pop Warner, everything together, man. We grew up playing football together."
Wow.
And he's like, "Man, I sure can't pick him out of Pontiac, boy." I'm like, that was a nice feel-good moment for the city of Pontiac right there. But
that's what's up, man.
That was what's up.
Look
you know?
At you, man. Look at you.
That out was what's
making,
up.
Out here making memories, man.
Yeah, man. That was what's up. But in Lamar Jackson's case, you cannot sit back there and scramble. You can't sit back there and – you know, you can do the spin moves and make people run into each other. Ooh, that's cute in a regular season.
Yeah.
That's not going to get you anywhere come playoff time.
Yes.
And you're going to continuously get sent home. And it's going to be hard for him to try to get a big-time contract come contract negotiations because you're going to try to see. Of course, he's going to get you about 10, 11, 12 wins a year just because he's dynamic.
Yeah, Lamar can get you about 10. On average, just him being who he is.
He's not going to take you past the first round or the playoffs. And I'm just being honest. Because, again, he has no help at receiver. And he
What's
has
up with
to,
that? Why don't they draft a receiver? Or the last time they drafted a receiver in the first round was Breshad Perriman.
And he's out there killing for the Jets now.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he was 0-9 Jets at that.
And he was the one tearing. He was the one tearing up the damn Patriots Monday night.
I didn't even know that. I haven't heard about him since. Because every time I looked up, he was getting hurt.
Yeah.
So I thought he was out the league by now.
Well, I remember Perriman.
But being UCF. For the Jets, you bought out the league anyway. Playing wide receiver for the Jets.
Frank Gore out there getting it in.
The Philadelphia Eagles. And oh my God, this division is horrible, man. The Giants are 2-7, Dallas 2-7, Washington 2-6. All right, man. So you told me that we were on the phone this morning, and you told me that Chris Paul could be on the move.
Possibility could be on the move here. Could be a possibility where OKC gets a deal done to where Chris Paul will be shipped. If it goes through, he'll be shipped to the Phoenix Suns, which will pair what's your boy named DeAndre?
Aiden.
I was going to say Guyton.
Called this dude
AJ Guyton.
He called this dude AJ Guyton this morning.
I mean, I'm terrible with getting these cast names.
I ain't heard AJ Guyton name in about a good 13 years.
I'm terrible. Yeah, AJ Guyton. He played at Iowa State. No, he played at Indiana.
Right.
AJ Guyton, he played at Indiana. He looked like AJ, actually, Arthur Gardner, who we call AJ. He looked just like him.
Shout out to Arthur, man. AJ listens to the show, man.
Love you, boy.
No doubt. He out there in Texas doing his thing down there.
Yeah, down there. I seen him in a lot of he does a lot of commercials. He does a lot of acting himself.
Yep.
So shout out to AJ, man. Love you, boy. This is Vari.
No doubt.
Big time love, AJ.
No doubt. He know who you are.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
He be commenting on the page all the time.
I used to sleep at my guy house all the time, bro. He used to come sleep at my crib. We used to bop, man. We used to have some good times, man, over there on Bloomfield, boy.
That's what's up,
on
man.
On Bloomfield.
Good
me,
old days,
AJ,
man.
Marlo, D-Rob, you know, Andy. You know, man, we used to have some good times, man. Dushan, Dushiggity, you know, Akeem Price.
Dushan, that's his real name.
Yeah, Akeem, Llama G, you know, like Freak. We all used to get down over there, man. Just had some good times over there, boy. Good times.
Okay, all right. Dushan and the fellas.
Dushiggity, Dushan.
But, yeah, man, so.
Hey, shout out to Jamel, man. Jamel, Big Shitty, we got to get you on here, dog. We got to get you on here, man. We got to get you on the show. We got to get you on the show, dog. You know, I would prefer you here with Chris. What is wrong with you, Big? What is wrong with you, man? This dude is losing it. Okay. Well, I guess we'll keep going here. But we got to get, Jamel, we got to get you on the show, man. So. Get in contact with Big, you know, hit him up or, you know, hit him up on Facebook, hit him up on Instagram, whatever. Man. Get with him so we can get you on here, man, and talk about some of that Pontiac Central excellence that we had going on with those four McDonald's All-Americans and how you fellas' route was and what happened after high school and after college. Because we had some Huskies on here, man, and we talked to them, which we got great feedback on those shows.
Man, we had some champions on the show, man.
We got great feedback on these shows. I mean, yeah, you had champions, but you didn't have McDonald's All-Americans. We had four of them on one team. So,
no doubt.
You know, but we definitely got to talk to you about that, man. So get with Big over here, man, so we can work that out.
Yeah, man. That'll work. We'd love to get him on there. Also, we want to get JC on here, man, John Cottrell and a few other guys. But, yeah, man, Kermit, I want to get Kermit Williams on here. Shout out to Kermit, man. He played a really big part during the election season on Facebook, man. He was out there pounding the pavement. I remember the last election time there was this like saying, get your souls to the polls, you know, get these souls to the polls. Kermit was a big part of that, man. So shout out to you, City Council President Kermit Williams from Pontiac. So shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that won the election, man, as well, too. I know I ain't trying to get back into all that
Angie
stuff.
Angie Powell.
Yes, Angie Powell.
Give it up to Angie, man.
Yep, Angie. She blew the competition out the water,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I used to go to school with Angie. Well, you know, we was all, she went to Northern, I went to Central, but,
right.
You know,
we graduated together.
We used to always, Miss Petaway, she used to take us in the Black Caucus group and everything like that. She used to take us on all these trips, you know, it used to be Angie and Farasha. And all of them, you know what I'm saying? And we used to always be all around them. We used to go on these, man, I got a funny story to tell you. I got a funny story to tell you, but they used to take us to these college visits and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? No, I'm going to tell you the story, right?
Okay.
Look,
make it quick.
Before we get into the booty-os, I'm going to tell you the story, right? Now, this is the honest to God truth. We're out to Grand Valley State, right? Now, it's me, Price, D-Rob, a bunch of jocks, right? Because we just didn't want to be in school. So we went to these college visits, right? Plus, we knew where the honeys was going. So we was all on the bus, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, De'Ara Wakefield, you know, that was my little honey back then. You know what I'm saying? The light bright, you know, she was strapped. Then, I don't know, I haven't seen her. Nah,
you gonna say the girl whole name, and then you gonna say,
"Hey, shout out to De'Ara, dog. Shout out to De'Ara, girl. You was bad than a mother back in the day." But long story short, we all there, right? So we there with a bunch of females from Northern, you know, whatever, whatnot, and we get to Grand Valley State, and it's Kassav. Nizer, the Russells, you know, say that's all of us, right?
Yep.
D-Rob, Price, Shaw, we all kicking it, right? So we all go into the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? Cats is washing their hands. And you know how, you know, dudes get the plan or whatever, you know, And so Dion had end up bear hugging Koss. he ended up bear hugging Koss while Koss was washing his hands or whatever, right? And so, you know what I'm saying, he ragdolling Koss a little bit while Koss washing his hands. Then he start playing around with him, right? Start dry humping him like, yeah. But wait. As he dry humping Koss, the damn director from Grand Valley State walks in the bathroom and is just standing there watching him dry hump Koss for like 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
And he over there just dry hump like, yeah, just playing around with him, right?
Right.
And the director is just standing there looking at him. So D-Rob is like mid-pump and looks over. He like mid-pump and looks over at the director and just push Koss off like, oh, man, you silly. Chill out, Koss, man. Quit playing, man. Oh, my God. Man, when you talk about some, I think that was the hardest I ever laughed in my life.
Oh, that's stupid.
Because I can only imagine what was going through his head as he was looking at this. Like,
this dude said mid-pump, dog.
Mid-pump, man. Mid-dry hump, pump.
Stupid.
I'm crying laughing. So as we get up into the group, right, and there's guys and females, we all sitting there in this auditorium, and the guy gets up there, and you know the administrator is talking about, you know, student code of conduct, you know, everything. And then, you know, as she gets the student code of conduct, the damn director just butts into the conversation. It's just like, she's like, student code of conduct? And then the damn director's like, and young men should know how to conduct themselves in the goddamn bathroom. Man, when you talk about, oh my God.
Man.
Everybody was looking like, what? What happened? What?
Wow.
Man, when I say, people lost their damn minds.
Bro.
Those who was in the bathroom that knew,
yeah,
people lost their damn minds. Right at that point, we just all fell out laughing. Man. He was so serious and so disgusted and frustrated and just pissed off. But you know,
mm-hmm,
it's locker room play. You know what I'm saying?
Right, dudes
with the locker room play. But he just bust in just, and young men should know how to conduct themselves in the goddamn bathroom.
Man, that's
that was hilarious. But jumping into the bootios, man.
Before we jump into the
bootios,
man, shout out to Antonio Brown's first game back with the Buccaneers.
Man, fuck, look, don't nobody care.
No.
What are we shouting out? No. Wait.
It's good to see him back.
What are we shouting out?
You said he was going to die.
What are we shouting out? What are we shouting? Because what did he do?
He had 3 catches for 31 yards. He had an average of 10 yards a catch. And I'm glad to see Dez Bryant back as well.
What did he do?
He didn't do nothing. But I'm just glad to see these guys.
Neither one of them did nothing.
And then
they did diddly poo, jack squat, nothing.
Tack McKinley got cut by the Falcons, and then he signed with the Bengals.
Man, this.
So that's just a couple of moves that happened.
Fuck Tack McKinley too. With that
You want to get on what he did?
I ain't look
for the draft when he walked up there with the picture.
For those
of his grandma,
who don't know about Tack McKinley, okay, this sorry bastard went and got great grandma's photo out of the damn china cabinet and brought it to the goddamn draft with him.
This is for my grandma. I do it for her.
Man, damn. Damn, man. Damn.
Like, what? Wait. So you honor your grandmother by laying an egg after you got drafted, not doing a good goddamn thing, and now you back home with grandma.
Man, well, he signed with the Bengals, so now he's in Cincinnati. So.
Who the hell signed that trash? I guess they figure they can do something that the damn Atlanta Falcons can't, huh?
Yeah, that's, I don't know these general managers, man. They're something else.
Yeah, they just peeling shit off the scrap heap, if you ask me, but whatever. Getting to the booty-os.
All right, I got five today. I got five booty-os.
Come on, man. Who you got?
My first box of booty-os is going to Tom Brady. Tom Brady had three interceptions, resulting in a 38-3 loss. Give it to him, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
I realize that the offensive line didn't play well.
They played like shit.
But he still threw three interceptions at
they
home.
They shat the bed.
And they got blasted. So I had to give Tom one. You know, if we're going to give a box to Cam Newton or Matthew Stafford or your quarterback, we got to hold Tom Brady to the same standard. So he had a terrible game, period. Your turn.
Whatever.
Your turn.
All right. My next box of booty-os goes to the Michigan State Spartan football team.
Ooh.
Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Y'all got your ass whooped. 49-7. By the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Iowa's good.
Iowa Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes.
They're good, but they were 0-2, but they beat y'all like they was 5-0.
Who the hell is y'all? You the Michigan State fan.
No, I was saying they beat y'all like they beat Michigan State. They beat them. Should I have said them?
Who is y'all?
Them. The Spartans.
Because Michigan State got their ass whooped, so that's y'all. Y'all. You. Okay?
They got blasted 49-7.
Give Big a box.
If I was a part of the team,
hit it,
no,
Katie.
Don't give Big a box. How you gonna give
hit
me
it,
a box? For what?
Because you a damn Spartan
don't
fan.
Hit it,
Katie.
He already gave the Spartans
y'all
a box.
No, give it to him, Katie.
No,
hit
Katie,
it.
Don't do it.
Hit it, Katie.
Don't do it, Katie.
Give it to him.
Don't do it.
Give it to him now.
No, Katie. Katie, cover their face up. You so wrong.
You deserve it.
You bastard.
You deserve it.
You wrong for
talking
that.
Talking about y'all.
You
no,
wrong.
Y'all.
I was talking about
y'all.
Them.
You the Michigan State fan.
Are you a Michigan fan? Are you a Michigan fan?
No.
Are you a Notre Dame fan?
Yes.
Did Notre Dame win or lose?
They won. They beat Clemson. What are you talking about?
Oh, all right. Katie is cracking up. She's so red. She red as an apple
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, because you deserved it.
No. She
y'all.
No.
They beat y'all.
That's
who the hell is y'all?
I wasn't even there, fam.
That's you. That's your damn squad. What the hell are you talking about, y'all?
You're an idiot.
They beat y'all like they was. Who the hell is y'all? You the state
okay,
fan.
Okay, let it go, all right? I got to get to these next boxes. Jesus Christ.
Lord, y'all.
For using your name in vain. I'm sorry for using your name in vain.
Yeah, man. They beat y'all. I'm like, y'all? Who
okay,
the hell is y'all? You
okay,
the state fan?
Okay. The next box of booty-os is going to Matthew Stafford. Hit it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
I don't feel the need to justify why I'm giving him a box, but I'm going to go ahead and get into it. You've been here 12 years. You've won nothing. You are nothing.
You praise mediocrity in
the
Detroit.
Lions are nothing.
You praise mediocrity in
no,
Detroit.
We don't. We show love.
How do you show love? By giving a quarterback who's never won anything one of the richest contracts in NFL
we
history
didn't do
as
it.
A quarterback
the ownership
at that time.
Did it. The-
Y'all.
Shut up.
Let Y'all.
This is my box. Shut up
Y'all.
Before I give you one.
Y'all.
Matthew Stafford, you continue to piss your own leg in
shat
games.
The shat the bed.
And you threw a pick six.
Go Cats.
You fumbled last week.
Go Cats.
And then this week, you show up to add insult to injury, and then you got hurt. You got a concussion and had to be out the game.
He shouldn't play this week.
You're killing me, Stafford. You're killing me, man. And I hope that this is your last season here. So, that's that.
Mm. Well,
I got a couple more.
You're up Schitt's Creek out of here, buddy. It's all downhill from here. It's all downhill from here. My next box of booty-os goes to none other than the New York Jets. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
You know, y'all actually tried to come with some heart on Monday night, and you tried to play. You know, and you came with it, but it just wasn't enough in the end, man. And y'all just came up short. So
damn, y'all 0-9, bro. I mean, it got to suck. Like, you know, as the Jets, you just have to embrace the suck right now. Just, you know, you suck. Just embrace the suck, okay? Embrace it. Embrace it and just move on. But maybe y'all need to go back to the jerseys that y'all had before, you know, with
got
the
nothing to do with those jerseys.
No. Because the you know, the last time the Jets sucked this bad, they had them same damn uniforms. It wasn't in black, but they still had the Jets and JETS across the damn helmet with the old ass jet at the top. That's when they really sucked. And when they were good,
it was when they had the circle.
When they had the circle. You need to go, LaDainian Tomlinson, I know.
LaDainian Tomlinson played for them.
They sucked in, too.
Or maybe it was Curtis Martin.
Yeah, Curtis Martin.
Okay.
Thank you.
One of them running backs with all them yards.
So, you know, maybe you need to go back to, per se.
No, when LT was there, they went to the AFC Championship.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, man.
No, they did not.
How much? I ain't going to say how much you want to bet, because you're going to say, give me the push-ups, man.
No, they
did
not. All right,
you're done. You're done. It's funny that you bring up the Jets, because my box of bootios is going to the Patriots. Hit it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Well, I'm giving the Patriots a box. Look that up. Did the
Jets? Wrong as hell, man. You always wrong. Why would you think LaDainian Tomlinson went to the AFC Championship with them, fool? It was damn Thomas Jones, the damn running back.
She just turned you all the way down because you was yelling like an idiot.
Because you be talking stupid.
Let me look it up, man. You...
LaDainian Tomlinson was at the end of his fucking rope when he played for the Jets.
Did the Jets go to the AFC title game with LaDainian Tomlinson?
No. Genius?
The Jets went to the AFC title game in 2009.
He wasn't there.
Let me see. Rex Ryan.
You know who their running back was? Thomas Jones.
Anyway, the Patriots, while I'm still looking this up, the Patriots are getting a box of bootios because you're struggling to 0-18. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all was down 27-17 in the fourth quarter. That was Cam Newton's first comeback win when being down by double digits. So that's why the Patriots get a box of bootios. Y'all 3-6, by the way. 3-5. You got another one?
Yeah, you. You getting a damn box for saying LaDainian Tomlinson was the damn running back of the Jets in 2009 when it was Thomas Jones. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Damn, dog. Did you watch football before 2010?
Shut your face, man. I made a mistake on one running back.
And Jesus Christ.
About that I watch. You got any more boxes?
Yeah, I do. My next box of recipient of the bootios goes to no other than my Chicago Bears. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
This is ridiculous. I'm not understanding this. You start out 5-1, and then you finish. Right now, we're standing at 5-4 in a must win on Monday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings. Matt Nagy, you are disgusting. Give your play calling up to your staff. You can game plan all you want, but you shouldn't call nothing in game. It's a damn shame. It's an absolute shame. And you need to go. So, look, now he's trying to ask Wikipedia what's going on. You disgust me.
LaDainian Tomlinson was a running back 2010, the year after.
They didn't go to the AFC Championship, buddy. Sorry.
I'm still looking.
Nice try. Who's your next box for bootios?
My next box of bootios is going to the Detroit Lions defense.
Hit it. The booty! Oh!
Why are you giving it to the Detroit Lions defense?
Do I need to explain?
Yes, please.
I won't.
Damn, they that bad?
They that bad.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's it. Like literally dudes be wide open every time. Mm. There's no explanation for this. So I have nothing. Danny Shelton is trash. Trey Flowers is garbage. Okuda's trash. Jelani Tavai. These guys are trash, man. Bob Quinn, he get a box too. Hit it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Who?
Bob Quinn, you are the dumbest general manager of all time. That's all. That's all I have. That's it.
That's all I have to say about that. That's all you got to say about it?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find LaDainian Tomlinson because I know that they made it to the AFC title game with him as running back.
Yeah, when he played for the San Diego Chargers. Anyhow, my next box of the booty O's.
I'm going to find it.
Goes to none other than the offensive line of the Washington Redskins.
Washington Redskins?
Oh, well, the Washington football team. Excuse me. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Honest mistake. But the reason why you get it is because just 2 years ago, your offensive line got Alex Smith's leg mangled and damn near took his life. And then deja vu happened this past weekend with Kyle Allen.
It wasn't as bad. He might come back this year.
He dislocated his ankle. He's out for the season.
They didn't say he was out for the season. Ron Rivera didn't rule it out. But he did get messed up pretty bad.
Unless a fucking miracle happens and they make it to the Super Bowl, he's not coming back. Okay? He's out for the season. He needs surgery on that thing.
Your language
he
is pretty bad.
He dislocated his ankle. He dislocated his ankle.
Okay.
It's this Dak Prescott.
He had
injury.
Enough strength to be like.
So did Dak.
Dak was crying.
Oh, God. You know, Dak cried when they wheeled him off after the fact because he was all that emotion was running through him. It wasn't because he was hurting. He wasn't hurt.
Okay.
Dak was crying.
Kyle Allen was like, I'm straight, y'all. I'm all right.
You know why? Because they're going through so much adrenaline in them, they can't feel it.
Okay.
They looking at it. Okay, Dak picked his leg up and looked at it, and it was twisted and turned the other way and just hanging. He looked at it, and he told him right then and there, come on. Y'all need to come out here. You didn't watch that?
Yeah.
They did the same thing. Okay.
That's it, man.
That's it for you? You suck today.
You suck.
What that said, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter. Make sure to tune in to us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Where was you at on that? You suck.
You suck. And I'm done with you, man. I'm about to get up out of here.
Look, he's sleepy, big bear.
I'm not sleepy. I'm just done with you. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed.
Yeah, because you were wrong.
You disrespectful, man.
You say a lot of stupid stuff.
Man, you
do.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you just spurt out the whole fact?
LaDainian Tomlinson was there literally the very next year. I made one mistake on a running back. I thought LT was there when they went to the AFC title game.
Ask me if I wanted to bet.
I didn't ask you if you wanted to bet, you bastard.
Yeah, you did. That's why he's like, oh, I ain't going to say
it
because you're
going to
bring
up
the push-ups.
Deuce and Summer, y'all can take
it. Go ahead and lead us out, babies.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.